Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We've of course been following the story of Mogoeng Chief Justice. He made comments about Israel on a call. He was censured and now has been forced to apologize. Rowan Pollivan, National Chairman of the South African Zionist Federation. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Good morning to you and your listeners.
So how does one deal with this? Because we know, you know, my reaction was to roll my eyes and move on, personally, because I just don't even know if there's a point in engaging it further. It's so bizarre that it's, you know, you're almost forced to deal with something that is, have a rational discussion about something that is totally hypocritical and irrational. How do you deal with it as the chairman, the national chairman of the South African Zionist Federation?
Well, Howard, I think that it creates an unfortunate effect in this country, as we've seen, that anyone who expresses a modicum of balance when they talk about any kind of political discourse, but particularly the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. You know, and the Chief Justice's comments were completely legitimate. They were fair. They were actually impartial. He gave full credence to both sides. But in this environment, an issue blatantly anti-Israel, it's not acceptable to the haters and to the BDS movement. So they're trying to create a form of cancel culture in our country, I believe, that if you're not blatantly anti-Israel, your comments are not acceptable. And in fact, I believe it leads to a chilling effect that anyone who is pro-Israel or even expresses balanced opinions are silenced and feel that they cannot speak. And I think that sets a very problematic precedent in this country.
So how then do we deal with it?
I think that we, first of all, need to counter this kind of silencing, this kind of cancel culture, that we cannot feel that if we have an opinion, particularly obviously as Jews, but anyone, I mean, the Chief Justice spoke for millions of Christian South Africans. He expressed his biblical love for Israel. And, you know, we can't feel that we cannot speak out, we cannot stand up for Israel, we cannot even express balance. We have to sort of stand up to, I think, this chilling effect. We have to stand up to this cancel culture and be bigger than that and fight it, because if we don't, then we're going down a very dangerous path where we cannot say what we feel, we cannot stand up, we cannot even be impartial, and I think it sets a very problematic track down the road where basically only one side becomes acceptable, and we as Jews in this country and Christian South Africans as well feel that they do not have any rights under the Constitution in terms of expression, religious belief, association, that sort of thing.
What was the complaint that he spoke out politically? I mean, the official complaint, or was it that he expressed some kind of a balance towards Israel? In other words, had he stood up and said that Israel is a racist regime perpetuating crimes against humanity, would we likely have seen any concern about his commenting on a political situation?
No, of course not. I mean, if he was pro-Palestinian, if he was, you know, said something that was blatantly anti-Israel, he would be completely applauded by many elements of the political arena, by the BDS movement, by people who are making a very loud noise on this issue. But because he actually expressed, he said, "I love Israel, I love Israelis," but he also said, "I love Palestine, I love Palestinians." But because he didn't take a very one-sided view, that is not acceptable. We wouldn't be hearing anything. There is precedent for judges to take political positions, for judges to even show balance, which they're expected to do. And we haven't heard about it. But because it's, you know, he veered into this territory and he expressed his biblical love for Israel, this is where we are today.
The official reason that he had to withdraw or apologize was what?
Well, there were two elements of the judgment from the Judicial Services Council. The first was his comments on this webinar, which was very, very innocuous, as I said. You know, he expressed impartiality And he said he loves both sides. He said South Africa could be a game changer in bringing out peace to the region. So he spoke about peace. But that was the first complaint, that he fell foul of the Code of Judicial Conduct, which in my view is completely incorrect. He was completely impartial, and he expressed balance. So in my view, that's incorrect. And the second part of this judgment is that he, after this incident, he made a statement in a very specific context that he will not apologize. And again, if one listens to what he said, I will not apologize. And he's talking about his religious beliefs. And I think we in a very dangerous territory where people are almost, you know, it's almost an inquisition where people have to recant their religious beliefs. And one cannot expect someone who holds deeply held religious views, like the Chief Justice, to apologize. It's almost impossible to ask someone to apologize for their religious beliefs. And unfortunately, that is exactly what the Judicial Services Commission is trying to do. They've gone even as far as to draft an apology that they're expecting him to sign. And I think it's very unfair on that basis.
What is likely to happen now?
It's very hard to tell. I think the Chief Justice has 10 days to consider his options and see what the next step will be. So we'll have to wait and see how this plays out. But in the meantime, we must not be silenced as Jews in this country. We have rights. We must not allow Christians to be silenced. Anyone who holds any kind of political belief or religious belief under this constitution, we must support that.
Absolutely right. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Roland says the only reason he's attacked is because he is Christian and because he defended Israel. Clive said he went against the narrative. And that is what this is about, isn't it? Is that we are all forced over and over again to comply with a certain narrative. And in fact, it's interesting. And, Roland, I don't expect you to comment on this. I'm just going to recount it to listeners, is yesterday I came across a tweet from Sorgers, and I thought it was really, really fascinating. It was, look, I thought it was nauseating, but maybe that's just me. And it said, it was actually a great post. It had a photo of various members of Sorgers women, and it said to all our powerful Sorgers women. It really a very, very nice post, aside from the fact that they spelt women WOMXN. And I did gag a little when I saw that, and I thought, well, nothing screams powerful women like being forced to comply with a narrative that you are given from somebody else. And that's exactly what I feel, Rowan, coming back to you, is we are being so curtailed by a woke or a specific culture that tells us what we can say, what we can think, and how we can behave. And going back to the Chief Justice, this is exactly the problem, is he stepped out of the very narrow band of acceptability, and as a result of that, he got himself into trouble. Your thoughts?
Exactly. Exactly. And he even went further than that, and I think that's the sad situation. He called for peace. He called for South Africa to play the role, and he didn't go beyond South Africa's stated foreign policy, which is support for a two-state solution and a negotiated settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But he spoke about peace, and what kind of situation when someone speaks about bringing peace to the region, someone speaks about bringing peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians, that is not allowed, that is not acceptable. One has to spew hate. I mean, he said nothing hateful, he didn't say anything insightful, nothing like that. But that is not acceptable. So I actually believe that this is a form of cancel culture that the BDS movement have tried to import into this country, where they are sort of targeting high-profile individuals and people who do not show an anti-Israel bias. And again, like I said earlier, I believe it must be resisted, and no one must feel that we cannot speak out, we cannot have beliefs, and we cannot have opinions. We do need to stand up to that.